From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Some Asian nations relent, changing their stance on acceptance of migrants stranded at sea. After initially refusing to help the so-called boat people, Indonesia and Malaysia have agreed to provide humanitarian aid and temporary shelter to the estimated 7,000 stranded migrants, provided they are resettled within a year with the assistance of the international community. Malaysia's Prime Minister Najib Razak Friday also ordered the Royal Malaysian Navy and Maritime Enforcement Agency to conduct search and rescue efforts for Rohingya boats, according to a Facebook post, which stressed we have to prevent the loss of life. The U.S. State Department welcomed the government's decision to uphold their responsibilities under international law, according to spokeswoman Marie Harf. She also said Washington will help the United Nations.
If the UNHCR and IOM indicate the need for additional funds to assist governments to establish things like reception centers and ensure protection screening procedures, we'll consider those requests. We will encourage other governments to respond swiftly and generously, and we'll be ready to respond to an appeal if and when they make one.
The governments of Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand were strongly criticized for initially pushing back the boats of refugees. The governments were fearful their shores would be flooded with impoverished migrants if the boat people were allowed to disembark. The Islamic State, the group now controls the famed Roman-era ruins of the ancient city of Palmyra, hours after seizing the Syrian town from government forces, according to a monitoring group. Syrian Observatory on Human Rights says the militants took over the UNESCO World Heritage Site late Wednesday. This is VOA News. Thousands of people continue to flee the Iraqi city of Ramadi toward Baghdad amid the violence in Iraq's western Anbar province. They made their way across Bibiz Bridge a day after the government waived restrictions and granted them entry on condition that each family should have a sponsor. The displaced were initially prevented from entering Baghdad province due to fears that militants might mingle in with the crowds and sneak into the Iraqi capital. They were stranded on open land for days before being allowed to cross the bridge that spans the Euphrates River. More than 40,000 people are believed to have been displaced from Anbar province since Friday when the Islamic State group conquered Ramadi. In the past, people fleeing Anbar were prevented from entering Baghdad due to the fear that the militants might mingle in with the crowds. Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, has told the nation that upcoming elections will take place in peace and insisted that recent unrest in the capital, Bujumbura, is not representative of the rest of the country, even as the protests continued. Mr. Nkurunziza spoke on state television late Wednesday as he announced that the upcoming parliamentary elections will be delayed by a week to June 5th because of the recent political violence. Opponents of the president tried to stage a coup last week while he was out of the country for a regional meeting. The uprising failed, but the unrest continues daily. There is a report from the Associated Press that says two people have been killed in protest on Thursday. Thursday, demonstrators did clash with police, throwing stones while the officers used tear gas and fired warning shots into the air. The leader of an Islamic State affiliate in Egypt has vowed to kill judges and security forces in retaliation for the execution of six suspected militants earlier this week. Abu Usama al-Masri, the leader of the group calling itself the Sinai Province, made his threat in an audio message posted Thursday on social networking sites. On Sunday, Egypt executed six suspected Islamic militants convicted by a military court last year over the killing of two military officers during a raid north of Cairo in March of 2014. British Prime Minister David Cameron Thursday announced plans to crack down on illegal immigration and tighten Britain's borders as new official figures showed a significant rise in the number of migrants there. Net migration to Britain surged to roughly 318,000 in 2014, up from 209,000 the previous year, according to the Office for National Statistics. The figure, which represents the estimated number of people moving to the country for a year or more minus the number departing, is the highest in a decade. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.